Welcome to Think Big with Dan and Qasim. Join host Dan Melnick and Qasim Masood as they explore big ideas, limitless possibilities, and engage with visionaries, entrepreneurs, and thought leaders who dare to dream big. Get inspired, motivated, and find practical tips for personal growth. Think big, dream bigger, and ignite your potential.
All right, welcome to Think Big with Dan and Qasim. If you want to go ahead and introduce yourself and tell us where you live and what you do for a living.
Yeah, so my name is Taiga Gimel. I'm remote. I'm currently in Vietnam, Chile. Originally, I was born in Japan. I grew up in Missoula, Montana with my father. Went to college down in Southern California. And I actually started my career in Seattle, Washington in the tech world. So I worked in Seattle for about 3-4 years, and the pandemic happened. And ever since the pandemic, I've been working remote, living that nomadic lifestyle.
Awesome. So what do you do exactly?
Yeah. So I am currently the co-founder of a community called Guilder. And essentially what we are, we're a mentorship community where we have innovators, creators, entrepreneurs, and executives. And we try to find and pair them with top quality mentors.
Awesome. So how did you get the idea to start this company?
Yeah. Starting in about 2021, I worked at an accelerator. And working in a startup accelerator was one of the best experiences I had in my entire life. I actually started out as an account manager, and then I eventually worked my way into the product team. I got promoted to be basically senior product associate. My boss was the director of product. And in an accelerator, you're pretty much the main part of the product are like the mentorship program, the investor relations team, building out that content, making sure that it's ready for entrepreneurs. Like we'd help them with like the slam map or pitch canvases, pitch deck review, CEO hot seats, all those different things. And so we're making sure the product was fantastic for the accelerator. We built it out, eventually building out the mentorship program and the IR team and all that. And my boss, and I actually came up to my boss and I was like, well, we think that we can offer something that we're offering at this accelerator, but a lot more affordable and just focus on the mentorship component, because that's what we saw. Like a lot of the startups were getting the most value out of was just making those connections with their mentors. Because a lot of those mentors would eventually join advisory boards and pretty much be, a part of that, have more skin in the game and be part of that company with equity. And so we just decided back in May, we felt like we can offer this. And we actually, a third co-founder of ours, his name's Michael Frank. He's not a lot older than us, but he's a little bit older than us. And he's actually had over 30 plus years in the basically venture capital investing, also mentorship world. He's an advisor for a bunch of different startups. And so we came to him and started building out Guilder, which again, it's a startup community for innovators, creators, executives. Ultimately, we want to help those folks get up in their business, in their creative endeavor. If they're also part of like, let's say like we also have some of our members are part of Amazon, or we have one member that's working at Google too. They want to start entrepreneurship. They want to work their way up. And actually eventually, they're working the corporate world, but eventually want to do their own thing. We will help them get set up with that. And so that's kind of where Guilder came to be, how it came informed. And we launched in May. We actually had our official launch in July. And since then, it's been kind of a tailwind experience, and we've been growing pretty fast.
Awesome. So I guess like in terms of how it exactly works, right? So you have, I guess, mentors or potential advisors that are, I guess, sort of like a two-sided marketplace, right? Because these like advisors are there, they have lots of experience, and then you're pairing them up with people who are founders. Is that correct?
Yeah, exactly. Founders or creators. But yeah, most of our members are actually the founders that are early stage entrepreneurs. But we do, I mean, almost a lot of them are incubator level, but we do actually have a couple of our members that have 2 million plus in annual recurring revenue that are even like some of our members have bigger businesses than right now, like Guilder. So it's quite amazing to see the different levels of entrepreneurs that we have as our members. But mentors, we try to find top quality people. So for example, one of our, probably our most notable mentor is Fritz Landman, who's the CEO of ClassPass and MindBody. We have Dinah Stepner. She's the head of product at the Chan Zuckerberg Initiative. We have a guy named Chase Brignac. He was in YC, Y Combinator, S22 batch. Like he has an amazing company called Chat Open Source, which is like the open source alternative to ChatGPT. He worked at NASA. So we're really trying to find like top quality people to mentor these early stage startups.
So if somebody's like a startup founder, right? And if they join, like, and what does it look like? Is it like SaaS? And also, do you let like anybody join, or how do you vet people? Like, what is the, like, you know, this whole process look like?
Yeah, we have an application process. So, if, you know, those who are listening, they want to check it out and learn more about Gilder, they can go to gilder.com, GILDRE.com. And essentially our vetting process, we want to find folks that are pretty much like that are go-getters. We want to find people that are passionate about what they're building as well, and ultimately want to get more ingrained in the entrepreneurial scene. So we are actually looking for even people that are creators and artists, those folks that have that background in making really cool paintings or really cool music or production, but don't necessarily have that foundation on how to build a business. We want people like that too. So pretty wide range of folks who are like pretty much our ideal ICP. But our vetting process is they essentially apply. We look at their application. We like understand, all right, this person seems really cool. Look at their LinkedIn. And pretty much after that, we have a meeting with them. And based off that meeting, we understand what their 3-6 year long goals are, 3-6 month to year long goal. And then we understand what their biggest like pain points are, being a founder, being a creator, being an entrepreneur. And then once we understand that, all those specifics, then we look in our database and see if there's even a right fit of mentor to pair them with. Most of the time, we do have a mentor to pair with a member. And then after that, we're just like, all right, here's an invitation. We think that you're a fantastic fit. And then we hand over that invitation for them to join. Our platform internally, we have a lot of cool features that are coming up. Actually a really cool feature that we have, we're starting to utilize AI. So founders can actually upload their pitch deck and get pretty much instantaneously AI to review their entire pitch deck, recommend how many slides they should cut it down to, recommend the wording, recommend pointers and tips like that. We also do have, you know, options for members to like sign up for office hours or pitch deck reviews or CEO hot seats, so they feel more comfortable getting in front of investors. Another cool thing that we are adding is we are building an extensive investor network. So we want to help a lot of our members, if they're looking for funding, we give them investor recommendations and start building those connections as well. So there's a lot of different cool features that we have, but a lot of our communication is also housed on Slack. So there's a lot of different cool events. We have a networking event every single month, and that we partner with a bunch of cool companies. Like Amplifier is the company that we partnered with for a networking event. It's a cool networking software where you can pretty much get one-on-one with a bunch of different people for like, you know, 6 minutes, and then switches to the next person. And that's a really fun opportunity for our members to get to know each other. We also do have like executive workshops every single month. And then we are eventually going to have in-person events too, which is another, you know, fun thing that we want to offer here, probably in the latter half of the year, like starting in July. So yeah, our executive workshop, like our next one, it's Fritz Landman. He's going to be speaking on his experience basically building up to unicorn status with ClassPass and MindBody. He's also like the youngest Microsoft exec in history. So he'll talk about his experience, share with the group. Our group can ask him questions one-on-one as well. So there's a lot of cool opportunities for members like that to like network and talk to folks like that.
For sure. No, I mean, I definitely see the value, and I think that's awesome. But I was just curious more about like how Gilder works. Like, do you charge a monthly fee? Do you take equity from the business? Like, what does that look like if you're a founder that joins?
Yeah. If you're a founder that joins, and we're really flexible. So currently, our gold membership is $59 a month. You can pay for the whole year and get 25% off, which ends up being like $590. Our platinum membership is $129, and we can go more into it, but $129 a month, and that's actually where you get a paired one-on-one mentor. So getting access to the community, getting access to the events, the networking events, things like that, just $59. Compared to the accelerator that I used to work at and other networking, like, I mean, there's Hampton out there that charges $8,500 for the whole year, you know?
Right.
Like, we want to make sure that people that are passionate about what they're building, we don't want pricing to ever be a barrier. And then in addition, we do give student discounts. So we actually get 50% off to students. If they can show their EDU email, we give that 50% off discount. And then also underserved communities and areas. So right now I'm in Latin America. A big part of it is building out an extensive network down here. And we're giving everyone in Latin America and folks like in, we actually have a couple of members in Nigeria. We give all of them 50% discounts as well. So really flexible with that. We want to make sure that pricing is never a barrier, and that if you're passionate about what you're building, we want to help assist that.
For sure. Well, I guess like as of now, like how many members do you guys have today?
Yeah. So right now we are hitting around 150, about 100 members. We're growing fast. We're averaging between 5 to 10 new members a month. So we want to make sure that all of the members that we bring on are amazing people, and that are also engaged as well in the community. At least once a week, they can, you know, sign in, see what's going on. Another goal is as well is, you know, a lot of our members are, you know, for example, in Latin America or they're in Africa, but they want to come to the US. They want to go to New York. They can hit up any of our members and have a really good conversation, go to dinner with them, feel welcome. They can go to Chicago. We have a lot of our members and mentors as well in Chicago, New York, San Francisco, Austin. So we want to make sure that, I don't want to use like the word fraternity, but it almost in that sense where like, if you're part of the same fraternity, you can go to anybody's house all over the nation and feel welcome and feel at home and feel like you can have a fantastic conversation, talk shop about business. But then again, we are going to have those actual Guilder sponsored in-person events here starting this summer. We are going to be being like, hey, like we're going to have a dinner at, you know, a nice restaurant in New York. We'll have 8 seats open. Let us know who's available and sign up here. Like stuff like that. We want to start offering too.
For sure. So I guess as of now, right, 150 members, as I mentioned, very impressive. Like, how have you gone about getting all these members? Has it been via X, via LinkedIn? Like, what has been your best strategy so far to grow this organization?
Yeah, I mean, really, it's just staying consistent. It's right now, like all pretty much all modes of social media that we're utilizing right now. LinkedIn actually is how we're getting a lot of them. So a cool thing that we do. I actually have another podcast, like my own podcast myself, which I'd love for you to be on at some point too. But pretty much we interview our members and mentors and we build out a podcast. And then also I create a cool article about that, highlighting that mentor or member. And actually that's been helping some of our members get more leads for their own businesses because it promotes their own personal brand. But then it's also been helping us get a couple more leads too. So it's like things like that. We also did start, you know, we're working with multiple one group with email marketing campaigns. We started that actually back in December. That's helped out a lot. And then also just referral partners. We made a partnership with a company called MatchPlay. They're a referral partner. We have a couple other ones too. So partnerships are, I think, a really good way for those who don't know how to get customer acquisition, building out strategic partnerships. And also it helps too to have, you know, big names in your network that are, you know, like Fritz Landman or Diana Stepner, like that really helps boost. If you have one of them like repost on LinkedIn, like they have, you know, thousands of followers on LinkedIn, that really helps. So just a mix of that. I mean, we're consistently posting on social media. We have a schedule pretty much that we post pretty much Monday through Thursday, some type of content, whether it's educational, whether it's a blog highlight, whether it's some type of social media, some type of like clip from the podcast. We're pretty much posting Monday through Thursday. And we also think that strategically, at least on LinkedIn, there are certain times that are ideal. And what we've seen work is interesting. It's like between 10 and noon Pacific time, 10 a.m. to noon. Like Pacific time is like the best time to post on LinkedIn for some reason. That gets the most engagement that we've seen in our data. And so just being strategic about it. But for those looking for customer acquisition, I recommend just mapping out the next 3 months of content that you're going to do and just go with it.
For sure. Yeah. I mean, that 10 to 12 p.m. definitely makes sense. I think it's like a lot of people are on like their lunch break and stuff, and people are just like during their lunch checking LinkedIn. So yeah, I didn't think about that, but that definitely makes sense. It's like, you know, morning or afternoon after work, people have things going on, but during lunch, to your point, people are kind of in like in the middle of the work day, checking LinkedIn, seeing what's going on. So
yeah, exactly.
Yeah. But so like, yeah, I mean, like, it's really cool what you guys are building. And so I guess essentially for 2024, your vision is to build out these kind of hubs of your members and to have more of these in-person events, like you mentioned, Austin, New York, Chicago, San Francisco. So is that kind of what you're looking to do this year and next year is to build out these hubs so people can meet in person, really get more value out of the organization.
Yeah, exactly. That's the goal. We also partnered with a company called Boop, and we're sending all of our members custom metal engraved business cards. So when you go to these in-person events, you can actually take your custom metal engraved business card and tap it on someone's phone, and that'll SMS all your contact info. If you want to put any type of data or information as well, you can upload that before an event. So say that you're going to an event that's for creators only. You can put your type of, video content that is tailored for that event. Or if you're going to an event that's mostly just founder driven, you can put like your LinkedIn, your business email, your work information, and then you can just tap it on their phone and they'll automatically send it to them. So we're partnering with companies like that and offering our members really cool networking tools. And yeah, that's the ultimate goal, is to have these in-person events in multiple hubs. My co-founder Brian, he's in Chicago. My other co-founder Michael, he's in New York. So we feel that having in-person events starting out in Chicago and New York make the most sense, just because we actually have boots on the ground in those areas. A lot of our members are also in Silicon Valley, San Francisco. So we want to start doing that. And then again, like another goal would be having once a year just a big summit, like an event where we have our founders speak. We have maybe one of our members, like they break a milestone, they give a presentation on that. We have like a dinner and like a party. We want to start getting more into like that. But with the current budget we have, it like the kind of the mixers and dinners are going to definitely be the first things that we're going to start with.
For sure. Yeah, that totally makes sense. And so I'm just curious, right? Well, what would you say is the one biggest piece of advice that you wish you knew before you started Guilder?
Yeah, that's a great question. Ooh, the biggest piece of advice that I knew before starting Guilder, I'd say just slow down when learning the important stuff, because I'd say that I was trying to just rush everything and be like, all right, like I'm just gonna rush this and find out how to do this and then push out content. But if you take your time and perfect at the beginning, then you'll have just a bigger library that's better content in general. And then also just in been more organized. I think really the less organized a business you are, the more likely you'll fail. The more organized, the more likely you'll succeed. So just having standard operating procedures built out at the beginning, rather than going through trial and error and then making the SOPs, that's what I'd recommend too, because then you'll just be a lot more efficient. You'd save a lot of time. And so I guess those are kind of like the two biggest things of advice that I'd give before starting
No,
a
yeah.
business.
No, yeah, that's definitely awesome. And we're rooting for you guys. So, if somebody watching this wanted to reach out, do you mind sharing your website or social media? I guess best ways to get in contact with you.
Yeah, so the best way to get in contact with me would be my first name, Taiga, TAIGA, at gilder.com, GILDRE.com. You can follow us on all socials. It's for Instagram, it's Gilder underscore. For YouTube and other socials, it's Gilder Community. You should be able to find us pretty easily. And I can also send you all the links as well, Dan, just to make sure that you can put it in the bio.
Sounds great. Awesome. Well, Taiga, thank you so much for your time today.
Hey, thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
Of course. Thanks. All right. Bye.
Awesome. Cheers.